Thank you for calling the Dial a Story hotline. This is The Piggy Girl by Louisa May Alcott. I won't be washed, I won't be washed, screamed little Betty, kicking and slapping the maid who undressed her one night. You'd better go and live with the pigs, dirty child, said Maria, scrubbing away at the two very grubby hands. I wish I could. I love to be dirty. I will be dirty, roared Betty, throwing the sponge out the window and the soap under the table. Maria could do nothing with her, so she bundled her into bed half-wiped, telling her to go to sleep right away. I won't. I'll go live with Mrs. Gleason's pigs and have nothing to do but eat and sleep and roll in the dirt and never, never be washed any more, said Betty to herself. She lay thinking about it and blinking at the moon for a while. Then she got up very softly and crept down the back stairs, through the garden, to the sty, where two nice little pigs were fast asleep among the straw in their small house. They only grunted when Betty crept into a corner, laughing at the fun it would be to play piggy and live here with no Maria to wash her and no careful mama to keep saying, "Put on a clean apron, dear." Next morning, she was waked by hearing Mrs. Gleason pour milk into the trough. She lay very still till the woman had gone. Then she crept out and drank all she wanted, and then took the best bits of cold potato and bread for her breakfast, and the lazy pigs did not get up until she was done. While they ate and rooted in the dirt, Betty slept as long as she liked, with no school, no errands, no patchwork to do. She liked it, and she kept hidden until night. Then she went home and opened the little window in the storage closet and got in and took as many good things to eat and carry away as she liked. She had a fine walk in her nightgown and saw the flowers asleep, heard the little birds chirp in the nest, and watched the fireflies and moths at their pretty play. No one saw her but the cats, and they played with her and hopped at her toes in the moonlight, and all had great fun. When she was tired, she went to sleep with the pigs and dozed all the next day, only coming out to eat and drink when the milk was brought and the cold bits, for Mrs. Gleason took good care of her pigs. She gave them clean straw often and kept them as nice as she could. Betty lived this queer way for a long time and soon looked more like a pig than a little girl, for her nightgown got dirty, her hair was never combed, her face was never washed, and she loved to dig in the mud till her hands looked like paws. She never talked, but only began to grunt as pigs did, and burrowed into the straw to sleep, and squealed when they crowded her, and quarreled over the food, eating with her nose in the trough like a real pig. At first, she used to play about at night, steal things to eat, and people set traps to catch the thieves in their garden. And the cook in her own house scolded about the rats that carried off the cake and pies from her pantry. But by and by she got too lazy and fat to care for anything but sleeping and eating, and never left the sty. She went on her hands and knees now and began to wonder if the little tail wouldn't grow and her nose wouldn't change into a snout. All summer she played be a pig and thought it good fun, but when the autumn came, it was cold, and she longed for her nice warm flannel nightgown and began to wish she had fire to sit by and a good buckwheat cakes to eat. She was ashamed to go home and wondered what she should do after the silly frolic. She asked the pigs how they managed winter, but they only grunted, and she could not remember what became of them, for the sty was always empty in the cold weather. One dreadful night she found out. She was smuggled down between the great fatty pigs to keep warm, but her toes were cold, and she was trying to pull the straw over them when she heard Mr. Gleason say to his boy, "We must kill these piggies tomorrow. They are fat enough, so come and help me sharpen the big knife." Oh dear, what will become of me, thought Betty, as she heard the grindstone go round and round as the knife got sharper and sharper. I look so like a pig, they will kill me too, and make me into sausages if I don't run away. I'm tired of playing piggy, and I'd rather be washed 100 times a day than be put into a pork barrel. So she lay trembling till the morning. Then she ran through the garden and found the back door open. It was very early, and no one saw her, for the cook was in the shed getting wood to make her fire. So Betty slipped upstairs to the nursery and was going to whisk into bed when she saw in the glass an ugly black creature, all rags and dirt, with rumpled hair and a little round nose covered with mud. "Can it be me?" she said. "How horrid I am!" And she could not spoil her nice white bed, but hopped into the bathtub and had a good scrubbing. Next, she got a clean nightgown and brushed her hair, cut her nails, and looked like a tidy little girl again. Then she lay down in her crib with her pink covers and lace curtains and fell fast asleep, glad to have clean sheets, soft blankets, and her own pillow once more. "Come, darling, wake up and see the new frock I have gotten for you and the nice ruffled apron. It's Thanksgiving Day, and all the cousins are coming for dinner," said Mama, with her soft kiss upon her rosy cheek. Betty stared up, screaming. "Oh, don't kill me! Oh, please don't! I'm truly not a pig, I'm a little girl. And if you'll let me run home, I'll never fret when I'm washed again." "What is the dear child afraid of?" said Mama, cuddling her close and laughing to see Betty staring wildly about for fat pigs and a stuffy sty. She told her mother all about the queer time she had, and much surprised to hear her mama say, "It was all a dream, dear. You have been safely asleep in your little bed ever since you slapped poor Maria last night." "Well, I'm glad I dreamed it, for it has made me love to be clean. Come, Maria, soap and scrub me as much as you like. I won't kick and scream ever any more," cried Betty, skipping about, glad to be safe in her pleasant home and no longer a dirty, lazy piggy girl. That was The Piggy Girl by Louisa May Alcott. For past recordings, check out our website at kirkwoodpubliclibrary.org.